Okay, we're up to Halakha Beis, Perek Sheni. Okay, parallel to the Lima that we had today, Daf Yud Ches. Actually, it's interesting because today it's Daf Yud Ches on the Beis. Actually, first time it's Daf by Daf. Kar'as Sirugin, Nitnamnen Yatsa. היה כותבה, דורשה ומגיעה, אם כיוון לבו יצא, ואם לאו לא יצא. הייתה כתובה בסם, בסיקרא, בקומוס, בקנטום, על הנייר ועל הדיפטרה, לא יצא עד שהיא כתובה כאשרית על הספר בדיוק. טוני, so the price says, סירוגים יצא, סירוסים לא יצא. סירוגים means כיתויים, in different קטעים, as whereas סירוסים means chad for a chad, that you have a pasuk, you skip a pasuk, and then you read the third pasuk, and then you go back, and you go over the interim pasuk, because that's considered to be the mafreya. Right? So it's a type of seirugim which ends up becoming the mafreya, even though it's being done in seirugim. So that's why it goes together with seirusim. Yeah. Okay. Seirugin Amra Praga. Seirugin, the word Seirugin, and the word Chaluglugot, right, which is used in also in a Mishnah, which is Shvius, and the definition of Mi Gadol Bechokhma or Bishanim, who should go first? Someone who's older or someone who's wiser? They didn't have any clear sense of that.
So
these three things. No, Bechlal. These three things they didn't know. Yeah. So Amen, they said, okay, you know what? We have three shilas. Let's go in and ask Rebbe what the din is. So they went, Salkin, Mishal, they went out to go and ask. Yatzat Shivcha Mishal Beit Rebbe. Amralahem, so she told them, first of all, okay, you guys decide who goes first. Ikatsul Shanim, who's older?
That's the maid.
The maid. So she saw already what the din was. Amrun, so they said, okay, Yeoplam Kamei, so they said, okay, but this guy is older. Let him go now in front. Let him go. So, all right, that was the end of one question, basically, that she decided. And then, Sharun Alan started going in groups. Kita'im. Because they wanted now to separate the different groups. Amra Lahem, Lamatem Nechasim Serugin Serugin. What are you going in different groups for? I just said, all should go in together. It was just a question who's in front and who's behind them. That's the separate groups. And then Chad Rebbe, one of them, Aviton Pachinin, Venafin Mine, his Pachinin fell out of his pegat. So she said, "I'm like Rebbe, Nitpazru Chalug Lagotecha. You just lost your Chalug Lagot." Amralo. So she says, meanwhile, to the maid, "Aite Matate, go bring a broom," because they didn't know what the meaning was. The Tatia, we're relying over here on the Bavli. So she said, and bring it over here on the bricks. So anyway, that was the end of their mission to Rebbe. And they all answered. Rimanam Rebbe Shem Rebbe Yudah Shama Mishum Rebbe Yosei Haglili. So we also have this, but not in Megillah. So it's going back now. This is another one of the Yerushalmi tricks. And going back at a sugya and a brachas sugya, assuming that you're holding in the middle of brachas. When you're in Megillah, so it says over there, it talks about that you're allowed to be shalom mipnei akavin, meshiv shalom l'chol adam, ben aprakim. So over there, we have the same sugya about hifzikba, how long the hifzik can be. It says over there, hifzikba likrot et kula lo yatzay yedei chovato. There, it's talking about kriyat shema. We have the sugya today in terms of the Megillah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, b'shem Rav, say aloha k'reb mada. You have to be Chayzel Rosh in a case where you were Shah Kadei Nikras Kula. Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rishim Bar Yod Tzadok, says that's true about Hallel, as true about Megillah, even though here we're talking about Kriyat Shema, same din by Hallel and Megillah. And Abba Barhunan, Rabbi Yistav, and Yasimin, Amrin, Af Petkiah is king. They wanted to say that, even though you say you're Yotzi in the Tkiah show from Rosh Hashanah, Be'Serugin, so you don't have to hear them all at one time. They wanted to apply Ramana's Halacha for Kedei Ligmaras Kulan to the Tkiahs as well. So Salk and the base Rabbi Shimon, they went up to Rabbi Shimon's home, and they hear there that Rabbi Huna is quoting Rab, that Afilo Shaman Ad Teisha Sha'ot, even if it takes the 9 Tkiahs over, which are the real Kailais, over 9 hours, so obviously there's enough time to be Gemara Skulan between each group, Yotze. Omar Rabbi Zeira, when I was still back in Bavo, before I made Aliyah, I was mesupik what the din is by the Tkiahs. Is there a din of Shah Kedei Ligmar Skulan? When I came up to Eretz Yisrael, Salakit Lahacha, Shabbat Tam Rabbi Yosef, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Shama Kolayom, I heard Rabbi Yochanan say that even if there was a break of Kolayom Kulan, you'd be Yotze, but who's Shaman Ala Seder? But it still can't be Seirusin. It can be Seirugin. But not very Seirusin. Rabbi Yosef, oi, Oyazet Sarif Lepshuta Rishona. Say, somebody needs to hear the first Tekiah. That's where he was holding. He comes in, and he hears somebody blowing the also Tekiah, but it's the Pshuta Achrina. He hears him blowing the Tekiah that's following the call, right? What's the Halacha? Tekiah Achad. Motziah Yad Shnehem. Can the same Tekiah be somebody's Tekiah pre-Tekiah? Somebody else's post-Tekiah? Or does it have to be Yotzei exactly the Tekiah that you want? Which is why somebody, the Didaktikim, mention which Tekiah it is. Okay, somebody's coming into shul, he has to know it is a Miyotze, because we remain with a suffix. Rabbi Bon Bar Chia, boy, he had another question, going back to Kriyashma. We said, Ligmar Eskula. What is Ligmar Eskula? Is it Kriyashma Ubirchot Teha? Is that the brachas part of the Kula? Or just Kriyashma is the Kula? He, Velo Birchot Teha. What's the halacha? Or maybe Birchot Teha Velo He? If you stopped in the middle of the brachas, you were mafsik, to say somebody. Is there a separate shir of kula on the brachas? If you interrupt in the middle of Kriyat Shema, maybe it's the shir of Kriyat Shema. If you interrupt in the middle of the brachas, maybe it's the shir of the brachas. Or maybe it's always Kedei Ligmar Eskula Kriyat Shema. Or maybe it's always Kedei Ligmar Eskula brachas and Kriyat Shema. That isn't clear. Yivsik shlishit, v'chazav yivsik shlishamin, v'chazav yivsik shlishan other shayvas. Let's say that you had 3 separate afsakot. Each time, there was enough time to be gomer 1/3. Are you mitzarev the breaks? To say that the breaks now are mitzarev to be ligmar eskula. Right, so that's the shayla. Also, these questions remain takers. We don't have answers for them. Furthermore, he asked, the Korei Misharim, this guy, let's say, is reading very slow. So it's going to take me an hour to read the whole Megillah. Or does it go according to the norm? Let's say it normally takes 40 minutes to finish the Megillah. So it's B'Korei Misharim or B'Kol Adam Misharim. Omar, Rabbi Matanyahu, Lo Mistavra, the Kore. It doesn't make sense that it should be the Baal Kore, because then it's Natata Dvarecha L'Shiurim. I mean, everyone now has a different shiur. It's more reasonable that it's what it would take normally to read, a normal person. Menashe, Ave Yasif Kamei Rabbi Zera, Linanu. This Talmud, Menashe, was sitting in front of Rabbi Zera, they were reading the Megillah, and he sort of fell asleep. Omar, Rabbi Zera told him, Chazor Lecha Delo Kavanita. You should go back and hear a Kriya again because you weren't paying attention. So you're not Yetzer. Meaning, this is the way the Mordechai learns the Sugya, meaning that you're not Yotze, Misnam Neim, unless you yourself were the Baal Kore. But over here, you weren't the Baal Kore. So therefore, the Misnam Neim is bechlal not listening. That's the pshat. It's not the same.
It's like
in Korban Egel, it's Paschal is all over. It's a reference to the name. I mentioned it in the Bavli, that some learned it's Tafke Kore, and not Shemia, and it's based on this motive. Haya Kutva, the Mishnah says, you were reading, you were writing the Megillah, Hada Amma, Shumutar Basiat Melacha. So in other words, you're saying that you're Mutar Nasiyas Melacha on Purim. Because how are you writing Megillah on Purim? Obviously you're writing it, huh? So how could you be writing it? I thought we said before, Purim is also Basiyas Melacha, and says the Gemara, why not? It could be talking about a year where, let's say, the Purim is Chal on Shabbos, the Krochim are now Makdimim, to read on your Dalit, so there everybody holds it's not Yisra Melacha. Right? The Yisra Melacha is only on the normal day of Kriya, but if you're Makdim the Kriya, there's no problem. So maybe that's what it was talking about. Brilliant. The Dorsha.
Isn't the sound it's not a
malacha,
which is a
shter.
I'm doing that which I need to be
mekayem. Why do you need to be mekayem this way? You can read it from the Megillah that you're reading from. You happen to be writing a Megillah. Right? What is the tzara? Nemar b'arba'asar b'krachim. If that's the case, talking about over here, that it's talking about the krachim or magdimim to read, there's no isser. Okay, we said, yeah. V'dorsha, next piece of the mission is your dorish. What does that mean? If you're being doresh, so that's afsaka, right? Very interesting. You're giving a drasha on the Megillah, but you're reading the psukim of the Megillah that you give the drasha on, of kosher, reading it out of the Megillah, and then you give a drasha on the
middle
pasuk,
of the
middle of the Kriya.
Is it like targum? No, more than targum.
A drasha. Say over the Gemara, it's got the calf. So this is only that you don't get carried away with your drasha. To be doresh other things. But since you're being doresh in the inyan of the Megillah, it's not called a hefsek, because you're dealing with the Megillah itself.
And the shuls where, especially the shuls where they'll read a little bit of the chumash and aliyah, and the rab will get up.
If it's being in the Megillah based on this, and Rashba Paschal is like this, there's no, it's not called a hefsek. Umagia, and the next piece in the Mishnah is your magia. Tony. It doesn't really matter that much if the guy makes a mistake in the Kriya, you're not medactic so much. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba bar Machasa, Rabbi Hanana, Aviyasim Kami Rabbi, Chad Omar Yehudim, Vachad Omar Yehudim. So one used the extra Yud in the Loshon. Velo Chazar Chad Minoni, he did not, I mean, one of them is right, one of them is wrong. He said both of them are Yotze. So you know, you see, if it's not a shinui of the inyan, still it's clear what it means, that it's not considered to be a psu, and it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan v'kori kula Yehudim, whether it's written b'mokum yud echad or b'mokum shnei yudim, he read them all the same, a Yehudim, because he holds that the kri is always Yehudim. It's just that there's a ksiv that's m'male Yehudim, but it's certainly not meant to be read that way. Reb Chalva, Reb Yirmiya, B'shem Rav, Katuv Omer Sefer. So on one hand it's called a Sefer, it says Menichtav B'Sefer. V'katuv Achav Omer, or Katuv Acher Omeret Igeret, the Kayemet Igeret HaPurim Azot. Okay, it's that. The Chiddush of Igeret is that it's a Kula. Kal Hikilu B'Tfirata, Shim Tafar B'Shnayim, O Shloshat Takim, Shikshera. It's called an Igeret in the sense that you don't have to be Mechaber, the Uriah the way you normally, or you can put in just three tacks, Takim. You put in three tacks, and then three Tfirot, and that's sufficient, and you would be, I'd say,